I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Well, hello. Do I seem rested?
You're glowing.
No, I'm not glowing. Liar!
You are.
That's because I have makeup on for something today.
Oh. And it's a light as bright as the sun behind it.
That's true. They've lit up the studio so that we would do more social in here. We're recording from TuneIn Studios in Venice, California.
Hey, Cindy.
Yeah.
We are.
Hey, squad. I have just gotten home, well, a week ago, from Egypt.
Welcome home.
Wow. And Cindy sent me this like in anticipation of, right?
Yes.
Like, too famous in Egypt, thinking it was going to be a shit show.
Can I interrupt? I need you to take off your hat.
I can't.
It's just not translating for social.
We'll save it for later.
You're not going to be happy with these.
Then don't air this one.
Continue.
You weren't too famous.
I was not. I wasn't too famous. I have different theories. I think one is that my friend Carrie planned it. I didn't plan it.
There you go.
So everything actually worked itself out, which is shocking. I mean, like, without a hitch, like, it was amazing. Like, every flight was on time. We didn't get captured. There was no mafia. Like, it just was insane. Like, it was shocking.
No mummies, no curses, no...
No, nothing.
All the stuff that usually happens to her didn't happen.
Yeah. I have to say, like, the trip was interesting on so many different levels. The first one, I think, and you can really speak to this, Cindy, was expectation. Like, I went into it, and I was like, I've always wanted to go, right? But everybody was, like, I'd heard bad things, which people were like, oh, it's dirty, and... You know, oh, it's dangerous. And I, you know, my trips always go sideways. So I was kind of like, all right, you know, whatever. Let's see what happens to us here. And it really speaks to that expectation of every time you think something's going to go amazing, it for sure goes wrong. Right?
Right.
But then when I had really low expectations, it was incredible. And I have to say, it is one of, if not the most amazing place I've ever been. And that's saying a lot for me.
Wow.
Because, like, I've been to Machu Picchu. I've been to friggin' Petra in Jordan. I mean, I've been to Chichen Itza and the Yucatan, like, for those kinds of places. Like, right. I love that stuff. I've been to the Acropolis in Athens. Like, I've been to Angkor in Cambodia. Like, I am that girl, right? Like, they're like, send me out. I mean... Except for Africa, like South Africa and Botswana and Zambia and the wildlife, like nothing could ever top that safari for me. Like that was just life changing. But in this particular category, like, I have never in my life been so awe-inspired.
Wow.
It is incredible. And the people are incredible. And whatever prejudices you may or may not have, and it's like, oh, I don't, you know, but I mean, oh, it's dangerous. Oh, it's this. Oh, we're in trouble. I mean, none of that. Wow. Zero, none, which I had the same exact experience in Jordan. And I mean, none. And I mean, you're in more danger, you know, walking down a bad alleyway in, you know, some part of a big city. You know what I mean? Like a dark alleyway somewhere, or like, no offense, but like old white guys are the ones with guns here killing everybody. I mean, I'm just saying, it just, I don't want to piss anybody off, but hey. So it, like, it was the most, mind you, I was very raw, right? So like, mm-hmm. I had just come off of like that, you know, that heartbreak episode that we did. Like, it was really hard for me because this person was supposed to be on that trip with me. And I hadn't been to the airport since I'd like gone to see that person. And it just like, I mean, it was like the running joke. I cried the entire trip. Like my friends were like, you know, Cairo does not mean cry more. Like they were making up songs for me. And like the joke was like, I was going to pre-cry like before we would go out. They're like, go do your pre-cry. And then we're going to go to the temple and the Sphinx and they're like, whatever. And I would like, go get it out of my system. But like, it was kind of amazing because I was able to be with like my closest friends, my brother, in this amazingly spiritual place.
Wow.
And like, we would be at this temple alone, no one's there, in the middle of the desert somewhere, like on the border of South Sudan and Abu Simbel. And it's like me and my friend Ash and my brother, because one of my friends ate some bad falafel, so he wasn't there with his wife. But like, it just, it was the most incredible trip. And so, you know, and then I would see all these comments that were saying like, oh, but it's dangerous. Oh, I've always wanted to go, but. And I mean, anywhere's going to be dangerous if you're not smart about it.
Yeah.
But there was this moment where we were walking through one of the bazaars and we had like an Egyptologist with us, you know, to talk to us about everything. And it's just this incredible city, like stuff from the 1200s, stuff from 5000 BC. Like, it's just the most amazing country that I've ever been to. It's amazing. And I have, Jerusalem was also pretty incredible, but this just, I've never seen anything like it. It's insane. So she had bought like some olives at like one of the little like spice places or whatever and set them down and they spilled all over the street. Boys, like 13 to 25, ran from every direction and started picking up her olives. And I like almost started to cry. Like, you just don't.
That's me.
Like,
yeah.
And everyone would look at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Nobody would. If you fell down on the street, nobody helps you.
No, Malibu? Privileged friggin', like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, like, nobody would do that here, at least where I live. I mean, you know, probably maybe in the Midwest more so than here. But, yeah, but like, it just, I don't know, every preconceived notion that other people had, because I kind of definitely had an open mind because I'd always wanted to go. It was just remarkable. It was amazing. And I think having that time, like, it was the craziest, like, most healing trip, because I was just really digging up like old shit.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I wanted so many times to like text this person or write this person, and then my friends would like literally physically like hold me down and take my phone. It was crazy. They were like, no, like laying on top of me, like holding the phone, you know, and kind of got me through that phase that I, like, almost when you're like detoxing off drugs, when you're like, okay, at least you're like mentally sane. But we had this like moment where we were alone at this temple called Edfu. Like, and I strongly recommend Google it. It is just remarkable. Alone at a place like you would think would look like Disneyland. No one is there. And one of my friends was like, let's do a meditation. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. Right. Like, okay. And we're so LA. We're going to do a meditation. And we had this amazing guide who's just this incredible woman. And so we sit in this room that's like 5,000 years old, covered in hieroglyphics, all of us together. and we're going to do like 7 minutes. And my friend like pushes the thing, and our guide is like, think about kind of all the things that you may have done wrong, right? And all the things that you regret, and how you're going to grow and redo them. And I had a crazy epiphany. And so I'm like, okay, right? So I'm like, and my friend's like, okay, Jill's going to unravel. Because, like, I can't sit still.
Yeah.
I can't sit. Like, I have a very hard time sitting in one place for a long time. Like, I have crazy ADD. So I'm like, okay. So I'm, like, sitting there. And I started thinking about how I, like, try to fix, right? And I know why I do it. It's like, oh, because I don't want to lose you, whatever. But I had this epiphany that it is the most selfish thing you could ever do. Because it's about you and not them. And the only way to help, one, you're like taking away their karma, right? Their like life's work is to fix themselves. That's their journey, not yours. You're doing it for you so they can be like, they can love you the way you need to be loved, or you can love them because you're fixing things that, like, you know, who knows, that might keep them from having intimacy. And in addition to that, I had this like, just, it's like, give them love. Give them love. Like, love them in spite of, right, what may need to change or their faults. Doesn't mean you can necessarily have a relationship with that person, right? Like, if they're abusive to you or, you know, an alcoholic or whatever it might be, you might not. You know, I can't have a relationship with my dad, but it, whether you express it or you think it or you feel it, like, the most selfless thing you can do is just love them in spite of it and not try to change or fix. It was heavy for me this trip.
That's
dude.
Great.
It was just like the most amazing. And so here's my takeaway on this one. Zero expectation. Mm-hmm. Try to go in with zero expectation, neutral, not good, not bad, and just be open to what happens. And my little meditative epiphany. It was like super, I don't know, deep for me. That's it. It was fine. There's no too famous.
That's
I did
so
cry
good.
In my scuba mask 100 feet underwater.
I was going to ask about
that. That was a little scary.
Underwater?
I was like, oh shit. Like I felt, I was like, we're 100 feet underwater, literally 33 meters, because we were only certified to go to like 60 feet. And of course, Greg and I were like competing. Our guide wanted to kill us. That's a different story. Maybe I'll tell that one later on the different segment. But there was a moment where I was like, oh my God, because like I like suddenly became overwhelmed with emotion. And I was
because
like,
because it was so beautiful.
Or I had wanted to share, you know, I was like, oh, I wish I could share it with that person. I wish I could show her. Like, and then I was like, like I'm like, no, you'll die. Stop it.
You'll die.
Oh my God, I'm going to die under here because of this. I love it. You know, it was like this massive, like huge fish, like the size of a friggin' car swimming next to me.
I saw your post.
George.
That's amazing.
It was the most amazing thing, but that's it. Anyway, so that's my segment two, moving on.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Okay, I have a question. Who's got hours to spend in the kitchen? Personally, I wouldn't even want to if I had the time. And this is why I love Sunbasket. It's an easy and convenient way to cook healthy meals no matter how much, or in my case, how little experience you have. Sunbasket delivers fresh organic produce and responsibly raised meats and seafood right to my door, and it's all pre-portioned. They even show you all the nutrition information so you don't even have to think about eating healthy. You just do it. It's that simple. Sunbasket has so many different menu options, including diabetes-friendly, and there are 18 weekly recipes to choose from. The ginger chickpea soup with quinoa, chard, and walnuts was fantastic, and it took me 20 minutes. The prep was crazy easy, and when I was done, the whole family had a delicious, nutritious meal. So just go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian for $35 off your order today. sunbasket.com/Jillian. So often in life, it's the smallest changes that can have the biggest benefits. So here's an easy change that you can make that your body's gonna thank you for. Switch to Kopari's coconut deodorant, and here's why. It's not only aluminum-free, and you know I don't want you using deodorant with aluminum in it, but it's also free of silicones, sulfates, parabens, GMOs, and baking soda, which can irritate the heck out of your skin. It's even vegan. Kopari's deodorant works so well. It actually outlasts your longest days, and there's no sticky white residue, just the subtle scent of fresh coconut. And I love that they offer a deodorant subscription. You can just choose how often you want to receive it, and Kopari ships it to you automatically for free. You will never run out of deodorant again, people. So go to KopariBeauty.com/Jillian to make the safe switch today and save $5 off your first order when you subscribe. That's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/Jillian, KopariBeauty.com/Jillian.
This is your cue.
Yes.
To repeat the question that you just asked when we weren't rolling, even though you're the producer. And you of all people should know that when we are not rolling, we are not recording.
Rolling?
Then you asked me about
recording?
A segment.
What?
I can't. And
hey, Jillian, what's this 12-hour rule?
But mind you, I didn't get the question when I sent it to her. She was like, great, but didn't bother to go, WTF is that? Until now, when she was like, what the F
is... Because I know you won't talk about anything off the air because it won't be fresh on the air.
That's true.
We can't even have dinner anymore.
I know.
Lori says hello, by the way.
That's so true.
I'm like, shh.
It's like, no, save it. Save it.
Jake's like, I'm having girls. Shut up. I'm like, direct message on Instagram. I'm like, how are you? Well, I'm like, be quiet. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Tell me on the air. It's true.
It's so true.
Because I hate shit that's fake.
I know.
I don't like it.
Well, we are nothing if we are not authentic here.
Exactly. God. So I will tell you about the 12-hour rule.
Please do.
Yeah. So I always get these questions about work-life balance, right? And I, you know, there's the psychology of it, like, oh, give up the idea of perfection. That's all true. Make it about progress. You know, something's better than nothing. But at the end of the day, like, you can speak in these platitudes and, yeah, it's great to get your mind to that headspace and it does need to be there. But, like, I have an actual plan for you. Like, I have a plan. Like, here is how you're going to do it.
All right.
And it's called the 12-hour rule. So there's 148 work or hours in your week, right? Let me do the math.
And she always says she's not good at math.
124 times 7, Sheppy. Yeah. 148. Why are you giving me that look? I've done this thing 1,000 times. Just wrote it into the new book.
168.
Shit.
So now you got even more time to do what you wanted to do.
Jake's right. Okay. We have 20 more hours than I said.
I knew you were wrong.
Wait, though. Hold on. Okay, so we have 168 hours in a week. Okay. It's the waking hours, though. We have 112 waking hours. Because let's say we took 8 hours, okay, a night to sleep. That's 56. Sometimes 8, 56. 168 minus 56 leaves 112. You little bastards. So that's if we're getting 8 hours. We've got 112 waking hours in a week. Are you with me?
Yeah, I was just checking your math, but yeah.
I'm really?
Confused.
Really? Really?
You lost me.
Fine. Let's go through it again then.
No, she's right.
She's right. No, she's right.
I'm kidding.
No, that's okay.
Just break it down
slowly. You sleep 8 hours a night. Mm-hmm. There's 7 nights in a week. That equals 56 hours of sleep.
Okay.
Subtracted from the 168 total hours... I feel like I'm doing third grade math
with you.
With Lou. Write an algebra sentence using the fucking solve for the unknown amount of waking hours, which leaves you with 112 waking hours in your week. Okay, now, time management. We're going to take 50 hours and we're going to put that towards work. We're going to take 50 hours and that's going to go towards running your household. And the reality is you might have a 60-40 split, right? You might be a stay-at-home mom and you get 100 hours to run the household. You might be, you know, the breadwinner and you might have a stay-at-home partner. So you guys get to share your 100 hours. So it's like, oh, we get to split the time running the household or whatever it might be, right? So then you even gain hours. I'm giving you the worst case scenario. You know, you're a single parent or whatever, you're running your household. Okay. So 50 hours for work, 50 hours for home without a spouse, without being able to share contributing hours. Okay. 12 hours a week must be dedicated to your self-care. And that means you got time for like a beauty appointment or a doctor's appointment. Let's say 3 hours.
right? Like the gynecologist, the internist. By the way, you're not doing that every week. So 1 week it's like, oh, I got to see my gynecologist. And then the next week you might need a haircut. And then the next week it might be time for the dentist. And then the next week it might be time to see your internist. And then, okay. Yeah. So we've got like one kind of hygiene self-care appointment going on. We've got like 4 half-hour workouts, okay? If we're not traveling to or from the gym even, if we're just doing the bare minimum, we're doing 20 minutes in our living room 4 times a week. It's still going to be totally effective. But let's say we took 2 to 3 hours for fitness. And that you're going to take the drive time, like find a gym close to the office, find a gym close to the house, save on the drive time if you're going to the gym or work out at home or multitask and put your kid in front of an iPad and do 20 to 30 minutes. The world's not going to end. Go outside and go for a jog to save drive time. Do whatever you need to do. Okay, we're at 6 hours. Now we've got like a date night. It's another 3 hours. Or you've got like a brunch with friends. It's an hour and a half. Hobby time, reading time, another couple of hours. 12 hours is enough to maintain your fitness, your health, your social. I mean, like, I don't see all my friends. I see my friends like once. Chloe I see all the time because we work together. But, like, some of my best friends I see once a month.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I mean, and it's like a text. Hey, girl, how are you? You know, I mean, if I see that friend once a month, like, yes, we, how are you? Just checking in on you. Like, that, I mean, that's, right? Like, oh, we got a dinner, we need to catch up. Okay, if you don't work together. And, like, that date night to reconnect with your spouse alone or your significant other. Or, you know, if you don't have kids, by the way, you're buying a lot of those hours back again. So I think the work-life balance isn't, obviously, is not as hard with when you don't have kids.
Yeah.
I mean, when you do have kids, it's a little more challenging. But this is based on what I do with the job, with my kids. And I do get to share Heidi's hours. You know, I'm lucky that way. Because Heidi, you know, is a stay-at-home mom. And Heidi has them usually, like, we either split the kids. So usually we both have kids 4 nights a week. Because it's like, okay, I'll take Lou, you take Phoenix. Okay, you take Phoenix, I'll take Lou. And then we both do 3 days with both kids. So that way the kids each get alone time as well. Mm. But there's a way to do it. And you have to schedule that time. You do.
Yeah.
You gotta schedule the time.
Yeah, time can just get away from you otherwise.
It does. And then you're on your phone. Look at your screen time on the new iOS, whatever. 2 hours a day, whatever. Like, look at your screen time on social media.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I find like social media also becomes the thing when you got to the restaurant first. Mm. And instead of maybe observing people around you or even looking at the menu, it's like, well, I guess I'll just look at this again, whatever it is, social media.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
It's
so true.
It's a habit. It's just become a habit.
It's a dirty little habit.
Dirty.
Although, follow me. Jillian Michaels. At Jillian Michaels on Instagram.
Who you hire has a huge impact on your business, and it's really hard to find the right person, believe me. And the problem with a lot of job boards is, will the right candidate see your post? I mean, how often do you hang out on job boards? Instead of leaving it all to chance, why not post your job where people go every day to make connections, grow their careers, and discover new job opportunities? That's right, people, LinkedIn. First of all, 70% of the US workforce is on LinkedIn. So this is where you're gonna find people who are actually qualified for your role and ready for something new, even if they're not actively looking. Plus, it's a great way to find the person who will help you grow your business. And it's probably also why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. So go to linkedin.com/Jillian and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/Jillian to get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Jillian. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, team, we all think we know how to brush our teeth, and it's one of the most important things we do to stay healthy. Well, Quip is an electric toothbrush that makes brushing a little easier and definitely more affordable. In fact, Quip automatically delivers new brush heads on the dentist recommended schedule of every 3 months for just $5, because 3 out of 4 people are using old worn out bristles. And that is not going to work. And it's kind of disgusting if you think about it. So for me, Quip is a no-brainer because it makes the whole process simple, from supplies to the actual act of brushing. Plus, it's portable and I can take it with me wherever I want to. That's why I love Quip and why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Jillian right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Jillian, GETQUIP.com/Jillian.
That is the sound.
What was it?
Of a genius chewing.
Oh my God. Okay. I am ready.
Hey, we haven't had much chewing lately. So no. I'm sure everybody.
Heidi and G have been absent.
Been missing the chewing.
They
so
are the worst.
That was Jill's best impression of chewing by actually chewing. Yeah.
We're on a roll. I'm ready.
All right, let's do some emails here.
I'm ready.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
I've got a couple of supplement questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
So what do you think about Juice Plus as a dietary? It's the dietary supplement containing concentrated fruit and vegetable juice extracts fortified with added vitamins and nutrients. I've seen this, Juice Plus.
Let me look. Hold on. Tell you in a second.
Juice.
It's not cheap. $71 a month.
Whoa.
That's a lot of money. Hold on. Okay. Take 2 capsules every day, blah, blah, blah. Fruit and vegetable juice powder, mango, dates, prunes, lemon peels, cellulose, citrus, pectin, beta carotene. It looks fine. It's just... it's a lot of money for $71 a month. Like, that's a lot. I get premium, like premium greens and premium reds, like blends. Mm. And they don't equal $71 a month. And they last me longer than a month. I think I get like a huge tub of like Miracle Reds. And I think it's like, geez.
It's on your Amazon shop.
Yeah, I order it. Yeah. And the green, like a blend of greens, and I get like all my superfoods, and I mean,
ooh,
this is,
I have to get that.
And it's got the digestive enzymes, like everything. It's got all the same stuff, like, and more than this for like much less.
Wow.
So yeah, one that I take is called Miracle Reds, and then I take, it's like the Dr. Axe greens. Hang on, let me find it. Yeah, the organic super greens. From Dr. Axe, and oh no, I just got this discount thing on my site. I don't want a discount. It's like oat grass, flaxseed meal, beetroot juice, spirulina, chlorella. It's just like, yeah. I mean, sometimes I throw some moringa in it, and it lasts me forever. And it's like $35 a month for that one.
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry. It's not that it's bad, but it's also not organic. Whereas like. The others are. So there's more that you're getting from that blend, and they're organic, and they're cheaper, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway.
I like it.
Okay.
Well, that was from Michelle. Sorry, Michelle. Zara wants to know, can I take supplements while on time-restricted eating, or does this discontinue my fast?
No, not at all. Doesn't at all. But it might make you sick to your stomach.
Ooh. She takes magnesium at night.
Oh, that's fine.
And then
to help her sleep, muscle relaxer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a muscle relaxer, but you don't want to take too much of it.
Yeah,
or it makes you go.
That's what milk of magnesia is.
It makes you go to the bathroom.
Oh, one or two.
I'm so proud of you.
One and two together.
I like to think,
which is what, three?
My influence
can give you diarrhea.
Three.
Oh, magnesium can.
Yeah.
Staying away from it.
Yeah, it can have a laxative effect if you overdo it.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that explain a lot now, Jake?
I actually, my roommate has this big box of, you know, vitamins and stuff, and every now and then I'll grab a magnesium just because I I don't know. Just grab one.
Don't you need magnesium?
What a weirdo.
Doesn't it help your body absorb calcium?
Yes. You have to have a delicate balance of calcium, magnesium. It does help calcium absorption. Yeah.
I don't know. I just grab one.
I take my dailies and I'm like,
it's also in food, though.
Today I'm going to toss magnesium in here.
Oh, but that's interesting because some people, I think.
If you're an athlete and you're ripping through electrolytes as well, and then it helps. I used to give the, oh my God, Biggest Loser. 5 lifetimes ago. What a nightmare that was from start to finish.
It does seem like a really
not the contestants,
time ago.
But everything else. So sometimes they would have a really hard time sleeping, right? So they'd want to give them sleeping pills like Ambien, or not they, this guy, Dr. Hazanga, who I hate. And I was like, I do not want them on Ambien. No.
Yikes.
And I was like, just give them Calm, which is like the all natural, like magnesium. Mm. And it's also a muscle relaxer, so it would help with, like, muscle soreness, tension, headaches. It would help them sleep and all of that natural. And it would replenish the electrolytes, right? And I wanted to give them this thing. I would give them something called Electromix as well for the potassium, the sodium. And because magnesium, if you take too much of it, could have a laxative effect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was just never ending on that show. Never ending. I'm like, so you want to give them Ambien. Okay.
It's
just like,
maybe they'll work out in their
God.
Sleep.
Okay. It's yes. just like, okay.
Well, what other supplements would help you sleep? Calm?
Is just magnesium.
I get more questions from friends about like trying to
fall asleep, a lot of people talk about like tryptophan and all that. But what's the one that starts melatonin?
Yeah. That left my mom kind of like tired in the morning.
A lot of people say that like you can create issues if you supplement melatonin. For me, I think you gotta like, I would rather see people practice like meditation, a book on tape, like managing stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
And if you're really in a bad way, then yeah, by all means, like see a psychiatrist. If you go through a period where you need something like a little bit of a Klonopin, or which is crazy shit. I'm just saying, like, I know that feeling in your life where I've been there for the first time ever, but I also don't have an addictive personality. So like when I went through the original idea of like, oh my God, I'm going to have to get a divorce back in 2016. Mm-hmm. I saw a psychiatrist and I was like, dude, I am not okay. Like, and it became chemical.
Yeah.
Like this, I fell into this chemical depression. You get caught up in the biochemistry of it and you can't get out of it. And he put me on like a small dose of Zoloft and gave me Klonopin.
Wow.
Like 20.25 milligrams or whatever. Cause you wake up like, like just like the anxiety is just intense at 3 a.m. and you can't go back to bed. Like if you're going through that, you need to see a psychiatrist. Like this is not something you should be like, let me go to the GNC. No.
I can go get some Valerian.
No, yeah. Like if you're in that headspace, like you need a psychiatrist. Yeah. If you're not, I think it's way more like stress management techniques, meditation, you know, magnesium's harmless, but things like that. Like books on tape, to-do lists, writing your stuff down, getting yourself organized, things like that.
I like it. Like you. Alana says, I've been thinking about cutting down the amount of animal protein I consume. What kinds of protein-rich vegetarian foods do you recommend?
Vegetarian. She's a vegan?
It doesn't say vegan, just vegetarian.
Okay. I mean, if it's vegetarian, then you've got whey protein powder, right? You got eggs and egg protein powder. You've got, I say no way to soy. You've got hemp and hemp protein powder, pea protein powder. Brown rice, it's just not grabbing that one completely. There's pumpkin seed as well. Nuts and seeds have protein in them. Legumes have some protein in them. But that's where it, like, vegetarian, like, because you get, like, yogurt. That's going to be easier than full-blown vegan. And a lot of women, right, we have a harder time with vegan because we can become anemic very quickly. So
lentils, I guess you said
legumes, lentils, nuts and seeds. And then that variety of protein powder is going to be the best way to supplement it.
Okay.
Vegan, it's not vegetarian. Yeah. It's much easier. Vegan, it's much harder.
Wow. Yeah. Jody wants to know, okay, She's at a stable weight. She eats dinner at 9 o'clock at night, okay, and it's up at 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
She eats when she's hungry, which is usually every few hours.
Okay.
Should I be trying to squeeze in longer periods of fasting on a regular basis?
Yes, but only for anti-aging purposes.
Ah, okay.
That's what it's for. So I actually write all about this in my next book, The Six Keys. So one of the reasons, you know, for years I was like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't when it comes to your weight.
Right.
It doesn't.
Right.
It matters how much you're eating, period. Now, when you eat can affect how much you're eating. But if you weigh 2,000 calories once a day and you weigh 2,000 calories throughout the day, and you're doing the same amount of activity, your size does not change. It just doesn't. However, the time that you're eating can influence how much you're eating, because you could lose track if you're eating all day long. You cannot feel satiated if you have nothing but small meals and you overeat. You skip meals. We tend to overeat when we finally do eat because we're overly hungry. But when it comes to anti-aging, a period of fasting throughout the day where you're not eating, and remember, the day is 24 hours, the night counts, and you're sleeping. That's when you're doing your housekeeping, most of it anyway, your rebuild, recovery, repair. So I really like to say 12-hour minimum,
yeah,
16 hours. Some people do 16, and I've read a lot of studies on 16. I just personally don't know how you get to 16 without eating your arm when you finally do eat. So, like, I can get, you know, and, like, a friend of mine's writing a book on it, and he's like, well, I just don't raise my insulin levels. Well, he'll have like the bulletproof coffee or whatever, like his coffee, coconut powder, whatever. Yeah. But I mean, your nutrient sensing pathways still pick up. So he kind of cheats those extra couple hours that way. So he's not like unraveling and overeating later. Mm. But I just, for me personally, he could get all the way to 16. I get to like 13, 14.
Well, she's 27 and she's in Paris. So that must explain the 9 o'clock dinner.
Yeah. Oh, Europe. But, it's crazy with that.
But she's just worried that it isn't good for her body to be constantly digesting food. But
it's not. It's too much oxidative stress, and it's too much energy. So your body is constantly putting energy towards digesting food instead of cellular regrowth, right? Immunity, and you're not eating your senescent or dead cells. They're called senescent cells, zombie cells, cells that need to go away, that are dead. And your body has a process called autophagy where it digests those. That's a great, we break them down, eat them. We want that. When you don't, because you're constantly eating, you're telling your nutrient sensing pathways, like, it's just food constantly, and it never goes into autophagy. But like everything, right, that process can get out of control when you don't eat enough. Then you break down healthy tissue, bone, muscle, et cetera.
So maybe she could eat like a little late.
I would say if she's eating
breakfast?
That later, if she's eating that late, then maybe when she gets up in the morning, like she has tea, coffee, and tries to get to like
12 hours,
8:30. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I get up and I have just coffee, black coffee, and I take the kids to school. Then I come home and then I have breakfast. One, because I can eat in peace. And two, oh my God. Wham, 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 whammy, wham, wham. Oh, sorry. Is there another question?
Let's just do one more in here. Let's do just this quick one from Sarah. In your opinion, is organic tofu and tempeh okay? We don't eat it every day. We eat a ton of veggies.
Okay.
It's a soy thing.
It's tempeh is wheat, isn't it? Oh, that's seitan. Seitan is wheat. Hang on. Yeah. Is tempeh fermented? I think it is.
I thought it was like fermented tofu or something.
Yeah, if it's fermented, it is. Hold on. Soybean product from different... Yeah, fermentation process. Okay. The trick with soy is that it has to be organic, so it's not GMO, genetically, quite honestly, engineered. Because GMO is like when a red rose and a white rose cross-pollinate to make a pink rose. GEO is when you take the genes of a jellyfish and put it into a tomato, like genetically engineered, like something that does not happen in nature and never would. Those, we have no idea the impact on our health and the environment at this time. In addition, GMO crops are heavily, heavily, heavily sprayed. The same company that makes the seeds makes the poison that goes on the seeds. So it's bad for those reasons. Soy, when it's organic, right, so it's not going to be GMO and it's not going to be sprayed, is thyrotoxic, so it's not good for your thyroid unless it is fermented. It removes the thyrotoxic components of the soy. So tempeh, yes. Tofu, less good.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much.
My
it's
pleasure.
It's been quite an educational experience
today. I know. Hey, guys, don't forget, get out and vote on November 6th. Make your voice heard. It couldn't matter more. Republican or Democrat, get out there.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.